There's a place where rainbows from both sides of the earth coincide and combine. There's a place where all podcasts are enjoyable, shining in the light of a happy sun, a smiley face, reflecting the happiness of the earth off of it, and thus shining it onto the earth. There's a place where there is no argument, no violence, and no controversy, because everyone isn't an idiot. In this place, there's no chaos, only unification. This is not that place, and it never will be. This is Scattered Afterthoughts.
Hello, welcome to Scattered Afterthoughts. We're here with episode 9 of the Scattered Afterthoughts podcast. I've got me, Geronimo. I've also got Luke, Jason, Corbin, and a new trial period type intern, Alex. Alex is going to be... We're thinking about making him an official new member to the podcast. And to many of its kind of other accounts. We're going to start with the standard happies and crappies. This time, I pick Jason to go first.
Well, my happy is one of my friends is going to be probably talking to us more on Skype. My friend Alex, he's a really nice guy.
That's me.
And I'm also happy that he is not familiar with furries. That means he's pure and innocent.
I don't know what they're talking about.
What about crappies? You don't want to know.
Crappies? To be honest, this is the first time I've never had an
accident. Stop the presses. Jason doesn't have a crappy.
And the world is coming to an end. Good night, folks.
I don't know.
Luke, you got happies and crappies ready?
Yep. My happy is that we went to go see The Dark Knight Rises. Excellent film.
Yes.
That was very good.
And my crappy is that we stayed till after the credits and nothing happened. No little snippet nugget of goodness for the next movie. Nothing. I had to go pee really bad. We waited there, for something, nothing. Another nap. Oh. Next.
Hopefully that's going to happen.
Corbin, happies and crappies.
My happy is, okay, my crappy is band camp.
Band camp.
My happy is also band camp.
You don't even go to band camp.
You go to band camp.
Close enough. And, I had to go to band camp for a week, and that sounds like a joke, but I'm serious. It was for 7 hours a day. It's terrible.
7 hours in summer heat?
7 hours?
Marching.
Can I only eat every other day?
And playing music for 7 hours.
That sounds like torture.
Yeah, and my happy is that I'm doing all right at League of Legends.
That's a funny joke, Corbin. Oh, sorry. Fly water to the burn.
I guess I will go. My happy is also that I went to see Dark Knight Rises, because that
That's
was trippy. A really, really, really good movie.
Batman t-shirts.
Jason, yeah, well, scary. Yours was a little older than mine.
Well, yours was like all breakety.
Mine was vintage designed. But it wasn't that old. Yeah. My crappy
Bandcamp
is I don't go to Bandcamp, Luke. Stop starting rumors.
An excellent trombonist.
Geronimo is the clarinet player.
Crappy is these people spreading rumors about being at Bandcamp.
Hey, they're real crappy.
I don't have a real crappy, so there.
Fine. Just cheat the system.
He's a marching demon out there.
Alex, happies and crappies, if you've gotten the gist of it, just say something you like for your happies and something you hate or disliked, whatever.
Well, I have two happies and one crappy.
All right.
One, my first happy is that I didn't go to band camp.
Yeah!
For the win.
We're done here.
And my second happy is I'm on Skype, and I'm also on Minecraft.
Sounds like a pretty happy me. What about your what about your crappies?
Crappies. I went to the lake and I had a good time, but I'm extremely sore and I can't feel my arms.
That's a problem.
So that's not a happy, I don't think. So
nope.
That would qualify as a crappy.
All right. Well, it looks like that's all the happies and crappies for this episode. We already kind of talked about how me and Luke, Jason was also there, watched the Dark Knight Rises together. So overall, I guess we can kind of agree that it was an amazing movie.
Don't worry, there are no spoilers in this film.
No, you don't have to cover your ears.
Alex, have you watched it?
Wait, did I watch the Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Is he alive? Yes.
So if you guys haven't seen it, which I highly doubt, but if you haven't, you need to go see it, because it is really one of the best films you can watch. It's really, really, really good.
Not really.
Too good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's really, 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 really good.
I think I'd have to put my top list of Christopher Nolan films.
Oh, yeah.
And Memento.
And Gordon Freeman. A nice bonus. Having God. Played as Mr. Fox.
Did you say Gordon Freeman?
It's Morgan.
Morgan. Morgan Freeman.
Freeman. I was confused.
Gordon Freeman. Playing Morgan Freeman. Playing Mr. Fox.
Oh, God.
Morgan Freeman is a really good voice actor for Gordon Freeman in Half-Life 2.
They have the same voice.
I bet you didn't know that what's his face? Commissioner Gordon, the guy that played him?
He's
British. He's not from America. Yeah.
Really?
Holy crap.
I actually didn't know that.
I think Christian Bale's Irish.
Yeah. Or something.
Probably is, yeah.
I saw him in an interview and he had a completely different voice. It was crazy.
I think he's Batman.
Okay, well, what accent was Bane supposed to have?
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's supposed to have, like, a Darth Vader accent.
I don't know. I couldn't detect what accent it was. I don't.
If I had to guess, I would guess somewhere near Russia.
Yeah.
Well, he was in.
They didn't really explain a lot of backstory, but
I'm not sure it's his right.
Well, he grew up in some like.
He grew up in like Santa something, so it's not really a. I don't think they got the perfect accent, but he grew up in some sort of Latin place.
Well, that,
according
that's what
to the
you
backstory.
Think, because he was
Batson injured. Is everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the thing, but he never or confirmed that he was born there.
Yeah.
Well, that's where, like, in the comics and stuff, he was supposedly, that was his supposedly where he was born.
Oh, right. Right. He was from, like, Latin America.
Yeah. But anyway, you guys should see The Dark Knight Rises because it is, well, it's a Batman movie. That's basically the only reason you need. But
speaking of all these superheroes, Marvel or DC?
No.
Oh gosh, why even bring that up?
I'm sorry. That's just rage material right there.
Oh man, this is not going to be pretty.
We might get some angry emails about this.
We might need to send this.
I like Marvel.
Over
DC. With the exception of Batman. That is the only DC character I really, really like.
I'm gonna be a hipster and just throw out Archie comics.
Archie.
Oh my gosh.
Get out.
Not a superhero.
like Jughead. I'm Jughead.
How about the Dark Horse comic? About the Hunt.
What side are you on?
That is Watchmen, isn't it?
Oh, Watchmen is really good.
Mm. Yeah, cause that is Watchmen and like Hellboy.
That's in Marvel.
They put some Watchmen in Dark Knight Rises.
What?
Yeah, they put a little bit of that flair from Watchmen in there.
Yeah. Which is really good. I like that. Need to watch. Alright.
Well, it looks like there's no...
I'm gonna have to say
answer.
No.
Alright, let's call a vote.
Wait.
Marvel
wait.
Or DC? Geronimo's Marvel.
I like DC. Oh, but... I'm gonna get really hated, but I just like the superheroes more.
I'm gonna have to go with DC as well.
Oh, whoa.
It's not much of the writing or anything. I just like the superheroes more. I just like their powers.
Yep.
Green Lantern.
Well, same here with Marvel. I like
the
theirs.
Bad guys in DC are a lot better, in my opinion.
They are a lot better.
Yeah, Joker.
My hat's DC.
Have you seen Galactus? Seen that guy?
Have you seen the Joker?
The villains in DC are a lot better. I'm just thinking superheroes. I like.
Oh, are you mixing it up? Gonna go DC?
Fit underneath category supervillain a bit better.
Well, it looks like I lost again.
No, first T lost to Coffee
wait,
lost
Alex,
to T.
Alex vote.
I'll vote. Alex?
I didn't vote.
Your vote?
So...
This is the deciding factor to see if it's 4-1 or 3-1.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm split here. My mind just can't wrap around it. I don't know. I appreciate Stan Lee and his amazing writing and his detail.
Okay, that is one thing I wanted. Well, I wanted Stan Lee in The Dark Knight.
But I feel Batman and Superman can just trump anything. So I'll have to go with DC.
Ooh, and it is 4-1.
Wow, I was not expecting that, actually. I thought I was going to say Marvel, and I was going to be the only one that said DC.
No. Actually, quite the other way around.
Whoa!
I think I'm going to go cry.
Well then.
Right, 2 points for everyone else, and 0 points for Geronimo.
Oh, no.
I should have voted for Dark Horse.
Hey, Frank, how's it going? Well, I'm doing fine, Frank. I'm just listening to the Scatter podcast. And what? Frank! Why?
Well, the Olympics happened. or are happening.
What are the Olympics?
Well, they're...
It's a competition to see who can needlessly exert energy better than other people, to show that they are superior to other people, and are awarded with precious gems wrapped around their necks.
That's deep.
That was the best description I've ever heard.
I say it's a reality show by NBC.
I think it's all fake. It's all set up.
Did we land on the moon? Did we? Moon
it's
landing.
A reality show.
The next Olympic sport.
It's a new reality show by NBC.
Well, basically the same story persists. USA is killing a lot of other countries.
We only do that. Multiple.
It's because we have like a ton of more people.
Yeah.
Because if they were regulated, how many people you could send? We would not be where we are.
England did okay in some places, but despite hometown thing, they didn't.
Okay, one thing I want to pull up. There was this like whitewater rafting course. That's insane.
That is the most extreme sport I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness. And on the other hand, you have like tug of war.
Tug of war is a
which
sport.
Is pretty straightforward.
And well, water polo.
Are there tactics to tug of war? I mean,
yeah. Maybe it's all about people placement.
Yeah, it's a lot about people placement. Yeah, like
you have to go with a solid tug or like a series of rapid tugs.
What are we talking about?
Maybe you have to alternate between the two of them to get the team to tire.
Yeah, but that would tire your own team too. Because every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah, but the mentality would be that you're trying to tire the other team, so you wouldn't feel the effects as much.
Have you ever gotten rope burn? Good stuff.
Okay, wait.
I'm pretty sure the Olympic tug of war are pretty good at tug of war, so they don't really let go of the rope.
Bungee cord? No, that wouldn't work.
How are the U.S.
Water
doing?
Polo. Is very fun to watch, actually.
I know we're doing amazing in swimming, but how are we doing like everything else?
I think we have most medals overall.
I think we do.
Yeah.
I wonder how Canada's doing.
Canada's doing terrible, man. It's the Summer Olympics.
Well,
I was like watching a little bit at someone's house, and
I mean they're bound to get medals in some things, but
they're
doing pretty bad.
Like a boat race, like a 2-person canoe boat race.
Oh, what's that called?
They did really good in that at first.
Rowing.
I don't know if they won, but they got like ahead of everyone else at first.
What was that called?
Just wait until the Winter Olympics. I want to watch curling.
Okay, Winter Olympics.
Snow White.
Winter Olympics is nothing but Russia and Canada proving how much better they are.
Well, yeah.
No one else can practice in. Well, a lot of people can.
Hockey and curling.
There's another thing that everybody's talking about too, like. Wasn't there, like, in the Winter Olympics, wasn't there, like, a thing involving guns? Like, you shoot something while you're...
Yeah, it's, like, sledding. Skiing, and then you shoot, and then you ski some more, then you shoot, ski, shoot.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, it's a biathlon.
I know, it's, like, a strange... You never hear about that kind of stuff, like...
No, I wouldn't have expected that.
Shooting
well,
and...
I should make slot car derby.
Oh. That'd be interesting. That'd be
or
really
for you cool people, scale electric.
You know what would get me to watch?
Would it be like designing the perfect car, or would it be just whoever gets...
No, it'd have to be a regulated car. It's all the same.
Well,
you have to have the heaviest Wait, are we talking like what kind of?
Like stock car derby, not yeah. Like the like down a hill kind, but
okay,
the drive is like a kind. Current and it moves it along.
Huh. I think there should be like Olympic hula hooping. But that would
that's
be
that's more Guinness.
Yeah. It's not really Olympic, but they are gonna have underwater basket weaving. Which
what?
Eventually, I think is it underwater basket weaving set to be an Olympic sport at a certain point?
That's not really even a sport.
So many baskets you can sell.
Well, is tug of war a sport, or is it more of an activity?
It's a sport.
Well, I mean, it's physical exertion.
I mean, if bowling is a sport, then tug of war is a sport.
If bowling is a sport, almost everything is a sport.
Cheerleading.
Cheerleading is a sport.
No. Cheerleading's a sport because we drink Gatorade.
What about a marching band, Corbin?
that's the funny thing. These cheerleaders are like, cheerleading's a sport, but marching band isn't. I don't understand how that works out.
Are you marching band
around
is a sport?
Yeah, that's like every.
They just want to be cool.
I carried around a baritone, and that thing's like half the size of a tuba.
Alex,
so,
you're being quiet.
Maybe it's because I don't want to talk.
Oh.
Shy.
Are you on
makes
a podcast?
Sense.
Whoa. You.
Well, I think it's about time to end this podcast, but let's end it by telling the audience about our new YouTube channel.
What? YouTube?
Yes. It's our YouTube channel is Scattered AT, which of course stands for Scattered Afterthoughts, where we place a lot of gameplay videos of, well, right now, while we're recording this podcast, we have Minecraft and Left 4 Dead, but we are going to expand to a bunch of games, like, well, perhaps some Xbox games like Halo, Call of Duty, that kind of stuff. So you can check that out.
And Team Fortress.
And Team Fortress, because Team Fortress is awesome. Don't listen to anybody who says otherwise.
Games, well.
Just games in general we're going to play.
Oh, we could commentate other people playing Team Fortress Astronomo. Score!
Oh, man. When you did that when we were playing League of Legends, that was great.
We might record League of Legends, too. But that's it for this episode. Goodbye from the Scattered Afterthoughts crew. We'll sign you off with some music.
This is for families.
Copyright.